Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zayed Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma, Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We're talking about the importance of money and wealth, and we are reminding ourselves that our religion, Islam, in it being so in line with our nature, so accommodating to our instinct, so much facilitating for what we want as human beings, we understand that if God has given us all of these wealth and all of these pleasures in this world, then why aren't we using it? That someone who likes to accumulate money and do no wajib towards it and have no kind of generosity in giving out in the wajib or in the mustahab way, that is going to be a very, very big burden for them. Yes, shaitan manipulates you and says to you, why the hell are you just going to give away your... That's called squandering, you know. You're just being reckless, you're being careless and all these other things. When it does come to someone having plans, at least, to economize, to go after building themselves financially and creating that financial independence that they need, in Islam, the reward that this person gets, the reward that this person receives, is equal to that of a shaheed, equal to that of a martyr who has died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me read a little bit of a hadith that speaks about that. The hadith says that if you were to be killed for the sake of protecting your wealth or protecting your money or things like that, you are considered to be a shaheed. And then there's a very interesting, long and interesting hadith from Imam Al-Kadhim salamullahi alayhi that speaks about Al-Mustansih. And this Al-Mustansih is saying, I want you to give me some advice about the issue of how I am able to deal with money. And basically, he says that Imam As-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi said this and said a variety of things. And then he continued on in explaining that you need to remember how you are able to safeguard yourself. Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he said, man iqtasada. Iqtasada means economizing. It doesn't mean spending less. That's only one way of economizing. It doesn't mean spending less, because that's only one application. When you want to iqtasid, when you want to manage your finances, one way of managing your finances is not spending too much. Don't have that pulse spending kind of attitude, that, you know, impulse where it needs to be spent then and there, you know, impulse buying or impulse shopping or whatever they call it. مَنْ اقْتَصَدَ, number one, وَقَنِعَ, and is content if you are managing your finances. And number two, you are content, بَقِيَتْ عَلَيْهِ النِّعْمَةِ, the ni'mah, the blessings will be consistent and will stay with you. Another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, حَصِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ, fortify and protect and safeguard your money by zakat, bil zakat, by paying your zakat. How are you able to flourish your finances and expand your wealth? By giving. The more you give for Allah, the more you will get back. And this is mujarrab, this is something that people have experienced. It's something that any religious person, if you ask them, how were you able to get this and feel so comfortable about your financial situation, he or she would say to you, number one, I'm content with what I have. Number two, I give. I give for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give for charity. And alhamdulillah, I've never felt poor.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Then Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi says, وَمَا تُرِفَ مَالٌ فِي بَرٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ. And no money on land or on sea has gone to waste or has become lost, has lost, إِلَّا بِمَنْعِ الزَّكَاةِ, except because of the avoiding of payment of zakat. And so as Imam Ali heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and when the Holy Prophet said to him, and there's no khair in money unless there is jood, unless there is generosity. When it comes to that level of khair and you being kind with your money and with your finances and you not being someone who wastes money, you need to always remember that money is the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and therefore you need to show your appreciation. Showing your appreciation doesn't mean that you just throw it all away and have no sense of responsibility when it comes to your finances. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, Inni akrahu lakum an, I hate for you to be. And then he says a variety of things, and then he says, إِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ. إِضَاعَةُ الْمَالِ means just wasting your money, losing your money, and makes absolutely no sense. You going through so much effort and then just being careless about it. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says there are four people Allah will not accept their dua. There are four types of people Allah will not accept their dua. One of them is رَجُلًا, a man, كَانَ لَهُ مَال فَأَفْسَدَهُ, who had money and then he just wasted that money. He had money, then he wasted that money. ثُمَّ, then he says, فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ ارْزُقْنِي. Then this person who just wasted all of his money gets up and says, Ya Allah, grant me sustenance, grant me rizq, give me rizq. Makes absolutely no sense. This kind of person, his dua will not be accepted. So that's why when you look at these ahadith, when it comes to wasting, when it comes to losing, when it comes to being careless and negligent about your money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you in return. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. hear the children's cries.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.